First day of the year, looking at the girls who were just as gold, they word of God to hear. Some came in with rings and pearls, some came in with gold. Among them all was little Magic Rose, the fairest of them all. Lord Donald's wife was standing by, on whom she cast an eye, saying, "You must go home with me today, a night with me to lie." "Oh no, no," says little Magic Rose, "I dare to for my life, for I can tell by the rings on your hand that you are Lord Donald's wife." "What if I am Lord Donald's wife? Lord Donald isn't at home. He's gone up yonder to his castle high, Prince Henry for to see." Littlefoot Sage was standing by, heard what they had for to say. He took to his heels, he ran, he ran. He took to his heels, he ran. He ran till he came to the waters wide, he bowed his breast and swung. He swung till he came to the other side, he shook to his heels, he run. "Oh, what's the news, my little foot page, what's the news to me? Oh, is my castle wall burnt down, or is my tower won?" "Your castle walls are not burnt down, your towers are not won. But little Magic Rose is pure on home, in bed with a gay lady. If this be true, my little foot page, which I suppose so be, I have but one daughter in this world, your aided wife shall be." Rise up," says little Magic Rose, "I'll fight you for my life. Although you have two swords hung to your side, I haven't as much as a knife." Little Magic Rose, he struck the first lick, he wound him deep and sore. Lord Donald struck the second one, little Magic could fight no more.